that you did not want to speak because it is such a high thing.
And so many persons come and want to hear. But yet I told.
But first you told us what you said in the beginning was very important also, the qualifications, not to be cheaters.
Really, Bhaktivedanta Swamiji has come to give nectar.
Yes.
But he wanted first clear the pot.
Clear the pot, yeah. It was very dirty, pot.
Yeah, dirty pot. So he could not give. Yeah. He wanted to give, but yet he did not.
I believe that.
When we read all these things and remember all these things, no taste in other things, even in ninth, up to ninth canto Srimad Bhagavatam, or 11th, it looks like very not so interesting.
Other things are not so interesting yet. But
they are so important.
Yeah.
From 1 to 9, 10, 11 and so important. But these are ground level. The ground level is so much written. Right.
Yes.
Right.
Uh-huh.
Then these will come. So it can be tasted.
Yeah. You said that, yes.
Advantage.
But I asked a question yesterday. I would like to know more about that. This cannot be widely shared, but we are just learning now, and I have understood that Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam, that if you hear, then you have to speak, make kirtan, and then you'll be able to remember. If you hear and do not speak it, it is not. So we hear this, and now I go to see my friends or disciples or write them letters. They say, what were you doing in India? What did you hear? I cannot tell them. So how did I keep it alive? The beloved.
You should make them adhikari, qualified. And they should have at first hear all these things. Beginning from Prahlad Maharaj and all
years.
Vritta Shurupakhyan. We see that something's trace, hidden something there.
Right.
So hearing all these things, they will have inquiry, inquisitiveness to hear all these things at last.
But what about me? How do I keep alive what I've just heard?
No. Yes, sir. Tell them gradually all these things.
Tell them gradually.
There are so many kinds of Sravan, so kinds of Kirtan, so many kinds of Smar. In Bhajji Bhakti also, Sravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam. In Raganuga, first stage is Sravanam, Kirtanam, Smaranam. And in the last stage of Raganuga is Sravanam, Kirtanam, Smaranam. But different. Higher skills. So we should not say all these things to those who are not qualified.
Yes.
They should be told Srimad Bhagavatam, first to 9th canto, 11th canto, and Vatsalaras, Sakharas.
All that.
But I think that everywhere in Srimad Bhagavatam, somehow hidden or unhidden, Gopi Prem is there, described.
You told us one time that even in the first verse of the Srimad Bhagavatam, Gopi Prem is described.
In a hidden way. Also. In first slok I cleared it. In first slok?
Yes.
You have heard?
I did not hear your explanation.
No. There are so many kinds of vyakha of this slok. So many kinds of what? Vyakha?
Commentaries?
Commentaries.
Yeah.
So many kinds. According to qualification. Everything is there in first slok. And the first slok is only a root slok, main slok of Srimad Bhagavatam. Main slok is, one slok is Srimad Bhagavatam. And all others slokes in Srimad Bhagavatam up to 12 cantos are explanation of first slok. As Mahaprabhu quotes 96 kinds of explanation of Atmaram Munius. So he can explain Srimad Bhagavatam, any slok, in 96 times. Even Raj Purohit, Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya, was astonished to see, to hear all these explanations. He could not think that so many kinds of explanations are hidden in this slok.
I think you explained yesterday that while general preaching will not discuss so much Gopi Manjari Bhav, for his personal life, a Raghunuga Bhakta or one aspiring for that will talk with like-minded friends. And that way he will keep
separate.
Yes. Because if he does not speak at all about it, then he will become very unhappy.
Devotees of our Gaudiya Vedanta Samiti tell that Naren Maharaj is not doing good to explain all these things to
in your society.
He is explaining openly all these things.
We will have to prove that there is no harm by our behavior. We will not misbehave.
In Mathura also I explained something, but not as explained as before you. Not Bilap Kushmanjali, no other. Only Srimad Bhagavatam. All the books of Goswamis are explanation books of Srimad Bhagavatam.
Yes.
All books. Yes. Everywhere they have quoted Srimad Bhagavatam slok. Everywhere.
guess, early childhood. Poganda, Kumara Poganda.
Second.
He is going to Cowherd and sing Jamuna. It is written in Bhagavad. Sing Giriraj Govardhan. Sing Kakku verse. Also Mayur. Also DS. See DS. His ear, DS. Sing creepers and trees of Vrindavan. And saying to his elder brother,
yes.
Oh, how beautiful these are. They have come to worship your lotus feet. There are so many hidden things in this issue. Actually, they have come to worship Krishna. And all are so much feeling a rush by seeing Krishna. But Krishna is telling, hiding something and expressing his inner heart by his elder brother. Why he is peeping in Govardhan? What he is seeing? Here is explanation. Go explanation. Why dears? Everything Krishna, where he sees, everywhere he is searching only Radhika. And there are some symbols there hidden. More remembers Krishna, Srimati Radhika in his heart. Everywhere you see the shadow of Srimati Radhika, in Govardhan, in Jamuna River, in the eyes of deers, in the sounds of kokil, in the sounds of mayur, everywhere, flowers and creepers, everywhere you see and feeling Srimati Radhika. But he is hiding in his expression, not solely he is expressing his ideas, but our Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur especially has cleared this all thick facts. So beautiful.
And then he finally says, and most of all the gopis are attracted, are worshipping you, says to Balaram, as if it's the gopis and Balaram who are embracing. But from what you say, that is also to be taken, can be taken in a different way.
I'm telling him that you are so beautiful. I'm telling. But expression is another. I want to express anyone else who is more beautiful. Understand this bhavana?
Yes.
Krishna is telling that, oh Baldev, you are very beautiful.
Yes.
But he wants to tell Srimati Radhika that Radhika is so beautiful. And these expressions are so beautiful, being hidden. And this is called not direct, but any other manner.
Yes.
Paroksha. Srimad Bhagavat.
Indirect
man. Paroksha. Paroksha Vad. I love a man, I'm telling. I love a man whose name begins from S.
resources here, beautiful, lean and thin. He comes to Keshavji Gaudiya Math oftenly, and he has written so many books. He has written the Jivan Charitra, life sketch of Srila Prabhupada. No? I have not taken name, but express my idea more than directly, and it will be so pleasing. So in Srimad Bhagavatam, everything has been written like so. This is called Paroksha Bhava.
And even in another Purana, if Radharani is written more directly, that is not as pure as indirect in Srimad Bhagavatam.
This is the good qualification of Srimad Bhagavatam. Not anywhere written like Srimad Bhagavatam. A so beautiful lady is going on, but he has covered her face. But if one wants to see his face, her face, but she has covered. This is the beauty of Srimad Bhagavatam, a speciality. He has not taken name of any gopi, not expressing so openly, vividly, but yet it has done so much rasastha in any book of whole world.
Appears that Vishwanath Chakravarti, almost more than anyone, has the key to that too.
Without reading Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, anyone cannot understand Srimad Bhagavatam. But full root is Sanatana Goswami, having heard from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Srimad Bhagavatam will understand only by reading Bhakti Rasami Sindhu and Ujjwal Nirmal.
Rupa Goswami.
Without the help of Rupa Goswami, no one can. Vishwanath Chakravarti has taken the help of Rupa Goswami. And that is why he has done so marvelous.
Eternally,
like Gita. Krishna has told it to Sun, and after so many thousand and lakhs of years, again he told to Arjun. He told that, I have said it. Gita was at first also.
Right.
I have told it to Sun, now I am telling to you. So Vyasa is not the author, but Vyasa is also Bhagavan.
Yeah.
It's manifestation of Bhagavan, Krishna. He has everything in his heart. He may prakash, manifest. Then what is your question?
Does he realize these hidden meanings in Srimad Bhagavatam?
But Bhagavan cannot express, Krishna cannot express as Krishna Sakhi can express. Or anyone who lives with Srimati Radhika, so they can express more. Or if there are any Sakhi which are always present with Radhika and they see, they have seen know the feelings of Radhika, he can express more than Krishna. That is why Krishna wants to hear all these things from Gopi.
Because they present the viewpoint of Radharani.
Radharani. One thing is that Gopis are Ananya. Ananya, you know?
Ananya.
Api Chetsu Duracharo Bhajate Mama Ananya Bhag. You know the meaning of Ananya Bhag?
I know that verse.
Ananya Mansa, they don't know anything
fixed, resolute in that purpose.
In
yes.
Krishna.
I...
Only Krishna is there.
Yeah.
No?
Yes.
In their heart, no one rather than Krishna is. Krishna Bhakti, Krishna Prem is there. They are called Ananya.
Understand? Understand, yes.
But Krishna cannot be Ananya any time.
He himself?
He cannot be. In any case, Krishna cannot be Ananya. Because so there are so many bhakti, so many gopis, father, mother, Prahlad, Dua, Hanuman, all others, devotees. He cannot give any bhakti. So Krishna is Bahunishta. His mind is divided in so many bhakti. Understand this?
Yes.
Krishna is divided into lakhs and aginas. Na?
Yayatamam, Bhajyante, everyone.
Everyone. He is bound to look after everyone. But Gopi can leave everything, everyone. Only they can give themselves to Krishna and think of Krishna. But Krishna cannot do so. So, Krishna cannot express all the ideas which an Ananya Bhakta, gopis can express. But he knows everything. Test everything. So when he wanted to test Radha Bhav, he went to Vishakha Devi. That is Raya Ramananda.
Yes.
And learned everything. And then tested in cave.
In their company.
In cave.
Cave.
At Puri
Kambira.
Yes. it then. Krishna is bound to take help of gopi. By this we cannot say that Krishna is inferior and gopis are superior. No question of superior. Krishna is so rasamaya. And if the world anything more, by your writing.
It's all right to write about this? Indirectly.
Or a special devotee. Because Western countries, persons don't all these things. And so vividly and so clearly.
May I ask something else, or? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Gambira always tasted the separation, vipralambha. So, and our Srila Prabhupada has written that the six Goswamis, they were always feeling separation from Krishna. They never said, now we have seen Krishna. But they, so he says, feeling separation is better than wanting to see Krishna.
No. All separations are for sanyog. You should know. If you minus milan, milan means
meeting.
Only separation. It is so. It is not so. So, Kavi Karnapur has never written anything. Has not commentary, done commentary after Ras Leela. Mathura went to, Krishna went to Mathura and Dwarka. He had not touched that at all. Only Braja Leela. He cannot bear the separation. Rupa Goswami, in his Bhakti Rasami Sindhu, Ujjwal Nirmani, and Vidagdha Madhav, Lalit Madhav, in the last, they are meeting.
Yes.
No?
Yes. Lalit Madhav.
Lalit Madhav.
There is Vrindavan in Dwarka.
Dwarka also, as a Satyabhama, as Radhika, and all other gopi meets Krishna. So if everything, the Pralambi is for pushti of mina sambhav. If is only separation and separation. Not.
But in separation, Krishna is
separation
also
means you should know viraha. Viraha means and milan means in milan. In seeing, milan means
meeting.
Meeting. We externally meet and see. And in separation, we meet innerly.
Innerly, yes. Yes.
So, we want to meet innerly.
Yes.
Because mind is somewhat
pacified,
better than this body.
In the earth. Yeah.
He is king of all
senses.
Senses. So by mind, everything goes out outwardly, and innerly he meets to the extent. So the Pralambi is actually not built. What we mean.
Yeah.
Kirtanam, we meet more than outwardly. Ah, yes. So they have told that this meeting internal is better than outward.
Oh, and that's
so Vipralam is good thing than but it is in Prakat Leela. In that Leela, Vipralam is there, but not like Prakat Leela.
Krishna does not go to Mathura.
Only there is a Abhiman. There is an idea. Idea takes form in this Prakat Leela.
We would look at the verse and there was almost nothing there that we could see. And then one of us explained.
In Govinda Lilamrita, they have told like this. So I have an idea from Govinda Lilamrita. He is telling there that there is so much friendship between Kastubhmani and Shyamantakmani. There are two friends. How they can friend in this slope, it is written.
I will hear from the faith. Perhaps today you will do a new verse. Are you ready to do another one today?
We can start from tomorrow. We can talk any other.
There are some literatures which I wanted to ask you about, whether or not they are appropriate for us to read. Because you told us Govinda Lilamrita at this time is not so much for us.
It is for advanced stage.
Right. So, can I ask about that?
Govinda Lilamrita has been translated?
Yes. Krishnanika Komodi.
Krishnani Komodi.
Kadikanapur.
All are the same, equal to Govinda Lilamrita.
Sankalpa Kalpa Dhruma.
Same.
Like Govinda Lilamrita.
No, like Bilap Kusmanjali.
But there are two Sankalpa Kalpa Dhrumas, Jiva Goswami
and Vishwanatha Chakravarti.
So both are all right for us?
But both are authentic, but the Sankalpa Kalpa Dhruma of Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur is more rasasta.
And this Krishnanika Komodi?
Krishnanika Komodi.
Krishnanika
Komodi. What? Krishnanika Komodi? Of?
Kavikanapur. That is more like Govinda Lilamrita.
Govinda Lilamrita.
Sangeet Madhava.
Sangeet Madhava. Prabodhananda Saraswati. Very like Chandi Das Vidyapati.
Like Jayadev.
Jayadev. More than Jayadev.
Is this something suitable for us or not?
You can read and see.
And see. We will be able to judge.
You can touch and see. I have read all the books. I have not asked any person.
When
I collected all these books, Guru Maharaj has given all books. I wanted to see all these books and gone through them.
After your Gurudev's departure, physical departure, did you have any occasion to meet any Rasik Vaishnavas to associate with?
Only Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, Rupa Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami through their books and my sadhan bhajan. What I had heard from our Gurudev.
The way
sometimes some conversation with Janardhan Maharaj, I see that in our Sarasat Dhara, no conversations
like. The way that you have been speaking to us, did your Guru Maharaj speak these things to you also?
Not like in this manner, but in the manner of Srimad Bhagavat. Srimad Bhagavat is Parokshavad. Parokshavad, you know?
Hidden, indirect.
Indirect, hidden in this manner. That I was telling that Hibaji is speaking of the color of Srimati Radhika, the clothes of Radhika, Krishna, and all these things. But in other way.
Not so direct.
Not direct.
Why is it that?
Guru Dev tells like this. To increase his these things, rasa bhavana, not directly, as Sukhdev Goswami has did in Srimad Bhagavat.
But you are speaking very directly to us.
Because in books, what? Koi bula raha hai? But not directly, these are not direct. We should not do. But you come with hankering. I speak. Not everything. And I also don't know all these things. If Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is chanting Harinam and doing remembrance, or is any bhakta, Rupa Sanatana, Raghunath, they become in so mood that they cannot talk. We are talking and hearing, but no sign of love, pain is there.
May I ask some? I had some discussion with, you remember one devotee came to Mathura Math. And we are having some association with the Radhakund Babaji's. Remember, he came to
Dayaram.
Dayaram. Oh yes.
Anyway, I met another one of his friends who also was like himself. Very nice person. So he was posing some points. He was making some point, and I was responding. So, one point that he mentioned, and I will say what he said and then what one thing I said. He was mentioning that the parampara. So he understands that in our line it is Bhagavat parampara. So his point was that in Raghunuga sadhana, he was talking from the Babaji's angle of vision. The Diksha Parampara was important. So I answered that when I am meditating on our Bhagavad Parampara, and I am meditating internally, and I don't see what is the problem. Why I cannot be serving one day if I am so fortunate that I can actually understand clearly everything. Why the line will not be Bhagavad Parampara? Why must it be Diksha Parampara? It is a question of love and feeling for the Guru Parampara. So I think certainly that Bhaktivinoda Thakur is serving Jagannath Das Babaji in their eternal form. Because this is what I said, that I do not think anyone can understand the heart of Srila Bhaktivinoda as well as Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. And if he says that Bhaktivinoda Thakur is serving Jagannath Das Babaji, then that is the internal truth. So, is there any problem with
no.
that?
Secondly, they think Gaurkishore Das Babaji Maharaj in that parampara. If Prabhupada is accepting Gaurkishore Das Babaji Maharaj, what problem? No problem there should be. But every guru is not guru. The main Bhagavad Parampara Srila Prabhupada adopted, he never neglected this point, these things, that don't do Diksha Guru and everything. Because a junior Vaishnava, I mean, those who have no particular Gyan etc., they will have to accept a Guru, a Madhyam Shani of Guru. Prabhupada has taken the name of Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami and telling that he is in the line of Arup, then Arup Goswami or Jiva Goswami. After he declared the name of Narottam Thakur, Narottam Thakur Malli. Not Samananda and
Srinivas.
After that he Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur Baldevi Vidyabhushan. There may be so many gurus in line, but if it is recorded in parampara, the parampara will be so. So it is not a sahaj. It is not
so easy
to tell all the gurus. But by then he has done Shraddha and Adha to all gurus. But Bhagavat Parampara is for especially a Raganuga Bhajan. Especially, in this, Sikha Guru and Diksha Guru both has been taken. And in Diksha Parampara, no space for Sikha Guru. It may be that sometime, there is a specialty of Sikha Guru. As Raghunath Das Goswami has taken Rupa Goswami. But they don't understand all these things. They have no this thing. Especially they are not so literate and so Vaishnava association. If it is also, your Gurudev was so learned, our Guru Maharaj was so learned, Van Maharaj, and all were so learned, Siddhar Maharaj was so learned, everyone. There are no so learned persons in Babaji Srini class. They don't understand all these things.
May I bring up another point? Another point, he said, and I replied. He said that so far he had not heard of any case where Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur had given someone their Siddha Pranali.
Manjari Swarup.
So I replied that certainly he gave, but he gave it internally. Because being the Acharya, he could understand that the time, place, and circumstance of the present times, there are so many unqualified people that what in bhakti, in Jaiva Dharma,
he has given directly to so many persons.